Okay, the next case taken under advisement is case number 11186, 11,186. And again, Mr. Mills.
Well, I'm not sure if I missed something or what, but I wasn't clear that the last two standards were even addressed for this request. Do you all feel that way, or?
That's exactly what I felt, and the hardship is being created by the applicant because I don't.
He never said that.
He never said. Pardon me.
Didn't he say no that the hardship was created by him?
Yes.
Okay.
He felt so because he only had 8 feet. And right. He couldn't do it the way he was built. If he knew that, he would not bolt back there on that end. So, yes, he did, because he needed the extra 2 feet to go up from 8 to 10 to be able to utilize his porch.
Right.
So, inadvertently, he did.
I find it strange for someone to... that would otherwise understand the law to not be quite so prepared.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Rivers, how did you feel then?
Well, he said he, I asked him directly, I said, if we didn't approve this, what would you do? He said, I wouldn't build my porch.
That's true.
Well, he said he would have some explaining to do on the north side of the big ditch.
Yeah, on the north side.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
You forgot that
part. Right. Yeah, I forgot that part. Yeah.
Is what you're saying, Mr. Rickard, is that he didn't show that it was necessary to enable reasonable use?
That's correct.
Right.
Mr. Workman, how do you feel?
I really don't have a problem with it. I mean, one neighbor's going to sit. He didn't have any problem with it.
Right.
So.
Well, it appears that it is created by the applicant. And, you know, this is Americana Bayside. It's a planned residential community.
Yeah, we certainly don't want to set a precedent of any type.
I mean, you know,
when
you buy a piece of property in that, I would think you would know what you want.
Right.
Yep. I agree with that.
I agree with that part of it. A lot of times people buy property and then they want something, you know. That's why they come to us. And at that time, he might not have thought of it before. And later, he might have thought of it now.
Mm-hmm.
It's both ways there.
Yep.
True.
It's true.
And I don't disagree that I wouldn't otherwise have a problem with it, but first and foremost, you got to address those standards, and I don't see where he did.
I don't feel that he addressed them all, and I made that clear that...
Or convince us that he meets the standards,
right,
as I should say.
He didn't convince me at all.
He may have addressed them, but I wasn't convinced necessarily that he met them.
All right, gentlemen. There's no other discussion, no further discussion on the case. If everyone is ready to vote, then we entertain a motion on case number 11,186.
I'll make a motion again, Mr. Chairman, that 11,186 be denied. The unnecessary hardship and exceptional practical difficulty has been created by the applicant. I don't believe the applicant has addressed the standards and all what he's supposed to. Right.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Mills. that we deny case number 11,186. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Nay.
Mr. Mills?
Aye. I don't feel that the applicant convinced us that he met the standards.
Aye, Mr. Callaway. Vote aye. I also agree with the previous reasons that had been stated. So by a vote of 4-1, case number 11,186 is denied.